Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Kim Galen with the J.P. Morgan MedTech team, and presenting next, we're happy to have Wright Medical. And so I'd like to introduce the President and CEO, Bob Palmisano. After the presentation, we're going to head down the hall for a breakout session in the Yorkshire Room.
Thank you, Kim, and thanks for the invitation, and thank you all for coming. My pleasure to tell you a little bit about what's going on at Wright Medical. A lot of forward-looking statements. I won't go through this. You can read these, if you will, on our website or seek out our Head of Corporate Communications, Julie Tracy, who's up here in front, will be happy to answer any questions about this. It would take about half this presentation if I went through that. I want to talk a little bit about our overall strategy, where we are, versus where we thought we'd be, the different platforms that we have in our company. We announced a transaction in November. I'll talk a little about where we are in that, and then as we see this business unfolding over the next year or two. We're a global company. Currently, about 60% of our company is in the U.S., about 40% outside the U.S. Our 2012 estimated sales, which is the guidance, the midpoint of the guidance that we gave at the end of Q3, is approximately $480 million. Our market cap is about $840 million as of a couple of days ago, and we currently do business in about 60 countries, and we have about 115 different product lines. We're two large markets. The extremities business, particularly, we're aligned more to the lower extremity, and we'll talk about that more. We're the recognized leader in the foot and ankle business. That is primarily a U.S. business, although it is growing outside the U.S., and the focus of this business is growth. Our ortho recon business, this is a very large market, but we are a very small player in this market, or as it said in the slide, a mid-sized player. About 60% of our ortho recon business is outside the U.S., so it's primarily international business. And our focus as we go forward here is on efficiency and cash generation. So we're focused on the higher growth market segments in orthopedics. If you look at really the highest growth opportunities seem to be in the foot and ankle business, which is growing at about 10%, and in the biologics end of the business, which is growing about 7%. This combines for the business that we look at as extremities and biologics with a growth profile in the 8%-10% area. The ortho recon business, we're a small player in a land of giants. This is a market. This is looking at a growth rate of 0%-3%. So where have we been? In  2011, 2012, we were a company that was looking at market growth, low market growth, low margins, and we're operating essentially in very cash-intensive businesses. So in 2012, we began executing a transformational plan with the care focus of accelerating our growth and improving our overall performance. Our priorities that we laid out last year when we were here was to accelerate our foot and ankle growth, have a steady stream of new products, a continued investment in medical education, and improve sales force productivity. What we didn't talk about at that point that happened throughout the year was reorienting our sales force from being an indirect distributor-led sales force to being a direct organization, and we'll talk about that later in the presentation. We also said that we needed to improve our overall efficiency of our ortho recon business. We needed to be focused in the money that we spent in R&D, so we've pared down the number of projects that we went after to being ones that are a smaller number but broader in scope, and to focusing our sales and marketing activities accordingly, and improving our inventory and instrument productivity. Lastly, we wanted to be a cash producer. We wanted to really demonstrate our ability to produce cash on an ongoing basis, and we set out some aggressive targets that we think we have actually surpassed. And so we have we're executing on all three of these strategies. These are both short-term and long-term, and I think that we're right in the middle of these things right now. So just a few numbers and results that indicate that our execution is on track and our strategy is on track is at the end of Q3 of this year, we had converted 80% of our indirect sales force in our foot and ankle business to a direct sales organization. And that is very, very important as we go forward. We did not think that we would be able to get the growth opportunity that is out there in foot and ankle if we did not have more control over our distribution channel. So this was a big bet, and I think it's working out extremely well, and we couldn't be happier. Secondly, is that we needed to intensify and focus on medical education. Is that we are asking physicians to make a change. They're used to doing a procedure in one way with one kind of result, and we're saying if you did it in a different way, you're likely to have a better result. So this change needs a lot of education behind it. In 2011, we trained about 600 physicians in foot and ankle. Last year, through the first three quarters of the year, we trained over 1,300 physicians. And this played a dramatic effect, as you can see, as our growth rate increased to 14% in Q3. So this really has that the combined the sales force that we the changes we made and the increase in medical education, we're able to really increase our growth rate. A year ago, at the end of Q4 of last year, our growth rate was 7%. So we're up to 14%, and we have said that we thought this would continue to accelerate. So this is a good story. Regarding cash, in 2011, we produced about $14 million in cash. And we had targeted at the end of the year, at the beginning of the year, for 2012 to produce $25 to $30 million in cash. And we were going to do this through a lot of means, a lot of dealing with inventory and other kinds of issues that we were going to focus on this. And where we were at the end of Q3 is that we were already at 44 million and had given guidance to be between 45 and 50 million by the end of the year. So again, this all indicates to me and to a lot of folks that this execution is working and we're on track. The platforms that we have. Very, very fundamentally sound in terms of the products that we have. I'll talk first about extremities, where we have a comprehensive portfolio and strong R&D. The market that we are participating in foot and ankle is about a little over $1 billion market. There are about 7,500 physicians between MDs and surgical podiatrists that we have the opportunity to deal with. It is a centralized call point. There are complex treatment issues and less mature products. It's a business that is open to innovation and new product development all the time. The strong drivers of the business are trauma, diabetes, as well as osteoarthritis and obesity. These are higher margin products than we have in our other part of our business, and it's an under-penetrated market. If we look at both total ankle replacements as well as the hammer toe market, just two pieces of it, these are only about 10% penetrated today, and have the opportunity to really to accelerate as the technology and the training evolves. So I talked a little bit about our direct sales force makes a big difference. Secondly, is we have the most comprehensive product portfolio of anybody. We are really recognized as the market leader in this very high growth area of orthopedics. And we continue to invest in R&D. In 2012, we introduced six major new products. Four or five of them are really, really significant. And we anticipate this kind of a product pipeline as we go forward into this year and the next couple of years. What we're saying is we want to maximize this opportunity. This is an opportunity that if we don't grab quickly, is that others may be tempted, and I think a lot of people are. However, I think that we are not going to stand still. So we are maximizing the opportunity. We're introducing new products. This is kind of a list that we had. We also have new products planned for 2013, very, very importantly, and we'll talk more about this a little bit later in this presentation, is that we've announced a transaction to really transform our biologics platform by purchasing a company, Biomimetics, with their Augment bone graft products. And I think this is going to be a terrific addition to Wright Medical. We will continue to invest and accelerate our medical education, and we are targeting a 50% increase in sales force productivity with our direct sales force. When we put this together and we looked at where we were doing about $600,000 of revenue per rep, and we set a goal of getting that up to $1 million of revenue per rep. So at the end of Q3, that's the benchmark. And when we report our final year-end numbers, I guess it's sometime in February, is that we will then give you a look at where we are with the first quarter the first quarter done with the new sales force. So we think this is the big opportunity is increasing sales force productivity. We're doing that by management, having direct management over this organization, training activities, incentive programs, all kinds of change management things that are necessary to get this productivity rate up. And lastly is that international market development. It's a small business, but growing very rapidly. Our foot and ankle business all over the world. So this is another big opportunity I think that we have. The second part of the business I'll talk about is our ortho recon business, specifically hips and knees. This is a very large market, about $13 billion. It's very large entrenched competitors. And we are a relatively small player in this market. And we decided when we looked at the opportunities ahead of us is to focus on efficiency and cash generation in this business. And we have gone through a period of time as we were under a deferred prosecution agreement as a result of some compliance activities that made it necessary that we part company with some customers. And this has caused a deterioration in some cases of sales revenues. But we think that this is mostly behind us. The DPA was withdrawn, the deferred prosecution agreement was withdrawn in September. We are still under a CIA, but that is a lot less intrusive. However, our compliance programs are first rate, world class as we speak, and we intend to keep it that way. And so we are focusing on this business very strongly on not so much growth, but getting back to a position where we're growing at markets, and secondly, is being a very strong cash generator. We've seen the results of that. We have great products. We have a great knee system that's called the Evolution Knee, and we have a very innovative hip portfolio with what's called SuperPath technique for tissue that preserves tissues and it has a faster recovery. We have both modular and fixed hip systems and a very comprehensive cup system. So we are eliminating the number of projects, as I mentioned, from an R&D point of view. A year and a half ago or so, when I first joined Wright, we had about 40-some-odd R&D projects going on in our ortho recon business. That's down to 3 or 4, but these are major kinds of efforts as opposed to small, little one-off products. Our sales and marketing efforts are much more focused, and we have a very improved inventory and instrument management program. For our inventory, and we've streamlined our international distributor network to get us fewer distributors, but more focused distributors. We have big opportunities, we think, to grow our international business. Our ortho recon business is primarily an international business. So we are defending our core business and looking for further development in certain key markets. And we're additionally looking on a geographical basis, a big opportunity to drive additional revenues through the exciting foot and ankle business that we've talked about. We are in Japan, which is our largest single country that we have, and a very profitable business that we have in Japan, is we are looking to improve our ortho recon execution. All companies that did business in Japan, every 2 years goes through a pricing regimen. Prices were decreased significantly by the government in 2012, and as soon as we anniversary that, I think that we'll be back on a great trend. Secondly, is we've launched some significant new products in Japan in the fourth quarter that will build as we get into 2013. And the rest of the world is we're shifting a lot of inventory and instrument sets to support growth, and we have very active market development activities underway in China, industry, Brazil, and Argentina, and we are again developing and maximizing opportunities in the foot and ankle business. Now I just want to talk a little bit about the pending transaction that we have with Biomimetics. If you look at right, we are the recognized leader in foot and ankle. We've talked about that. The data supports that. We have financial strength and scale. Is that, as those of you who follow the company, we did a recapitalization a couple of months ago that gave us all the resources that we need to do the types of M&A activity that the company may need. And we have, as we talked about very importantly, a dedicated sales team, and we have expertise in physician training. Biomimetic is a fantastic company led by a great staff that have developed a significant product in regenerative medicine. It's clinically differentiated technology platform that's based on PDGF, and the whole company is resplendent in terms of its talent and expertise. This adds a breakthrough platform for us and a pipeline of other products to come in a business that currently is about $300 million in terms of its size. It provides additional pipeline products in bone repair and soft tissue applications, and significantly accelerates our transformation to be a company that is about 60% extremities and biologics and about 40% ortho-recon. And we have a very high expectation of our foot and ankle business, but there was no way we felt we could get to that percentage, that business shift, without making a major transaction. And this will help us get to our goal of having a high teens type of operating margin company. And so we'll see how this all plays out, but we're very optimistic that this transaction will really be very, very significant and additive to Wright Medical. The structure, as announced, $190 million up front, of which about $140 million is in Wright stock, which we think is an advantage to the buyers. I think our stock is going to be valuable and more valuable, particularly as this product gets approved. We have additional milestone contingent payments on FDA approval, which is another $190 million, as well as some revenue milestones that relate to sales execution downstream. We expect this acquisition to close in the first quarter of this year, and we expect the product to be approved before the end of the year. And we're very optimistic that this all will happen. In terms of its impact on our earnings, that's still being sorted out in terms of GAAP EPS. We'll assess the impact on future GAAP earnings upon closing of the transaction. Adjusted EBITDA is dilutive until the second year post FDA approval for the Augment bone graft, and accretive thereafter. So not an inexpensive deal at all, not a deal without risk. But we think that although it was an expensive deal, it was not too expensive. And although there is some risk, we feel very confident that the risk is something that we were certainly willing to take. So the future, where we're going, is in terms of where we were in the past, in terms of the three priorities that I outlined of growing our foot and ankle business dramatically, of stabilizing ortho recon business and producing cash, is we are out from under the deferred prosecution agreement. We are in business. We are in businesses that have market growth going forward that is different than market growth in the past. We had products that we were essentially in low margins, very cash intensive, and a mix of business that was 40% extremities and 60% ortho recon. Where we are going is again successfully exiting a DPA. Being a market leader in foot and ankle, the highest growth market, we think, in orthopedics today, having a stable ortho recon business, having a higher margin business, as will reflect when biomimetics is approved, as well as the more of our revenue that comes from, the more of our product mix that comes from the foot and ankle business, strong cash flow, a more geographical mix, hope to get somewhere close to 50-50 in the future, and a mix of business where 60% of our business would come from extremities and biologics and 40% from Arthro Recon. In other words, a direct reversal as to where we have been. Just some numbers. The revenue that we are anticipating for this year is about $480 million. Is what we had anticipated as we looked at the customer losses that were affected by the deferred prosecution agreement and the contractual issues that we had around that. Our EPS had the same issue as well as the investment that we were willing to make in a direct sales force and growing our foot and ankle business. Cash, again, a very bright spot for the company as we managed that, as we focused on that, is where we had $14 million in cash last year, is that we have given a guidance towards sending somewhere between $45 and $50 million for this year. So that's quite good. The foot and ankle business quarterly growth. Last year, as I said, at the end of Q4, we were at 7%. That is increased every quarter that we have, and we have 14% at the end of Q3. And we have said at that time that we think this will continue to accelerate. So it's a real growth opportunity. In terms of cash and inventory management, we made the commitment that we thought that we would be able to generate about $100 million in cash from inventory savings over a four-year period. We're actually ahead of our schedule there and intend to keep on working on this. What we did in 2012 is, I said we're a little bit ahead, so we might have gotten a little bit of 2013 into 2012, but we still think that cash generation is something that we are going to be focused on and be able to produce this these types of cash flows as we go forward. So we're focused on this. So we've made great progress on our cash generation and it's a terrific story. So we're in a position now where I think momentum is building. We're looking for productivity gains in U.S. foot and ankle. As we get more these products, our direct sales force for the full year, we look at keep on accelerating our growth pattern in there. We think that by the end of this year, we can stabilize our ortho recon business as we anniversary the customer losses that took place in 2011 and 2012. We will close the BMTI transaction. We also believe that this will be approved. In 2012, we will continue to have sustained cash flow and continue progress on our initiatory and our inventory initiatives. And as our product mix changes and other things that we pay attention to, we think our gross margins also have a chance of improving this year. So our strategy is to focus on areas where we can win. And put our money and our resources against those. That's primarily in extremities, lower extremities, and biologics, building on two solid businesses that we have that both will contribute to the overall cash generation of the company and certainly in the future a very clear and focused goal of improving our performance and accelerating our growth and our profitability with very, very strong cash generation. So that's where we are today. It's been a great year, we think, for Wright Medical. We've done a lot of very big transformational things in this year that set us up to have a good, solid, high-performing, highly profitable company in the future. Thank you all, and we'll see you at the breakout session. Thank you.